Tony Rudd. Okay. Today's daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is extremely challenging. It might be the most, I think, top three in the whole Masechta. It's not easy at all. We'll do our best over here. So we're up to Kuf Yud Amud Beis, fourth line from the bottom. We're discussing a case where a man is married to two people, a katana and a chareshes. And we wanted to know which one. And so the Mishnah said that doing yibum or chalitza, well, you can't do yibum, doing something to one doesn't necessarily pater doing something to the other. Let's say you're going to do yibum on the chareshes. That won't pater what you have to do to the katana. Why? So we said yesterday, because we're not sure who is the main wife. Right? Who did he really believe to be the main wife? Was it the katana, because she's normal, she's going to be a gedola? Or was it the chareshes, even though she has a disability, but at least she can have a relationship with her because she's an adult. So we didn't know which one. So now the Gemara says, the ketzad takantan. So how do we fix this? So what do we do to these women? And now the Gemara is going to go on an entirely different track. We're not going to say that it's because you liked one better over the other. It's not going to say anything to do with that. Therefore, one's better than the other. It's not going to be the reasoning. It's not going to come up at all today. What's going to come up now is that the reason why Ketana and Chareshet are different is because Ketana, the Gemara is going to say, is a suffolk whether or not it's a kinyan or not. It's either yes, 100% a kinyan, or no, 0% a kinyan. Therefore, a marriage to a Ketana, a Yesoma, we don't know if it's 100% or if it's 0. A chareshes, the Gemara is going to assume, is certainly yes, kone, certainly was a marriage. However, it wasn't a full marriage. So it's vadai, but it's not complete. Therefore, this is the whole premise of today's daf. Since the two women are not equal, they're different in how the dead husband was kone them, they have to be treated differently now that he's dead. That's the premise of today's daf. So kids at the content. So what do you do now? How do you resolve this? He died. There's two women here. What do you do with them? So the Gemara says, Amar Chista Amar Rav. He says, Koneis hachareshes. You marry. You do yibum on the chareshes. Then umotziha beget. Then give her a get. You can't stay married to her because there's no other way to fix the katana. So you must give her a get. You can't give her chalitza because a chareshes can't get chalitza. Because she can't read the psukim. So you have to marry her. Even you could do. You have to marry her. Then give her a get. Then, umkatana, tamtin ad shetagdil, wait till she grows up. Then, v'tachlotz, then give her chalitza. That way, you must do it in this order. You must do it in this order. Why must you do it in this order? The ensuing Gemara will basically explain that. So, Amar Rav Chista said, since Rav said, this is what you must do, Shmamina, that's a proof, that Kesavar Rav holds, Chareshes Kenuya Umushiyeres, a Chareshes, the man was koner her, but there was something left over, the kinyan was not full, and therefore, when the brother does yibam on her, since the kinyan was not full, the katana was suffolk yes, suffolk no, there's still a zika that's hanging around. Because marrying the chareshes didn't solve everything. It helped. It didn't finish. Why didn't it finish? Because there's leftover part of the kinyan, whatever that means, that there's a part of the kinyan that's not fulfilled. Because a chareshes can't be kone 100%, because she's a chareshes. So therefore, there's a zika, a suffolk zika. It could be yes, it could be no. There's a suffolk zika still waiting. Therefore, something must be done to the katana also. You have to wait till she grows up, because you can't do chalitza to a katana either. You can't marry the katana, because only one yibam from one bais and not two. It's both. We're mixing both here. It's both, because the whole thing is derabanan. But we're using the right concept. That's why you want to do yibam to both. So we're not going to allow that. Right? We're not going to allow yibam doing yibam to both, because you can never do yibam to two sisters.
If the marriage was derabanan, why would we allow yibam at all? Oh, well,
How else are you freeing her? How else are you freeing her? There's no other way for the Chareshis to go out. There's no other way. The only way is to do Yibim and then divorce her. Because a get you can give her. And Yibim you can do.
Why can't he keep her?
Because he can't keep her, because then what's he going to do? The Ketana.
So
there's a reason he can't do that. Can't do Chalitza Ketana when you're married to a wife. One of the other... Apparently can't, the Gemara doesn't want to do that. Okay? Since Rav said, Rav Chista said in the name of Rav, this is what you have to do, in this order, it's a riot that the Chareshes is the one. So, there was a Masora that one of them had a Chatzi Kinyan, and one of them had either yes Kinyan or no Kinyan. So, now it must be, it's the Chareshes that has like a Chatzi Kinyan, and the Ketana is either 100% yes or 100% no. It must be that way. Can't be the other way. Why can't it be the other way? The Gemara will say why not. So therefore, Chareshes Kinuya Umashiyaret, the Chareshes has a Kinyan and it's left over. Right? What does it mean, left over? It's not a full Kinyan. So by virtue of the fact that he married the Yivama, he still didn't resolve the Ketana's Zika. Still there. Why? Because this Kinyan is not 100% finished. And a Ketana is Kinuya, there ain't a Kinuya. Either it's yes, Kona 100%, or no, it's not Kona 0. Now, the Salka Daitach, if you're going to think the reverse, if you're going to think that Chareshes, Kinuya, the Ana Kinuya, that a Chareshes is the one who is either yes 100% Kona or no 0% Kona, and Ketana Kinuya Umashiyaret, and the Ketana is the one who is partially Kona, then if that's true, Chareshes, Amai Kones Umotziya Beget. So then why would you ever have to divorce the Chareshes? Why would you have to? Tasev gabe mimanavshach. She could stay married to you no matter what. Why? E kinuyahi. If she's kone. In other words, this whole thing is if. If a chareshes is either 100% kone or 0% kone, then there's no reason why you'd ever have to give her a divorce. Why? Because let's say, e hakanya, if she's 100% kone, then she's kone, 100%. So by marrying her, you fulfilled your mitzvah of Yibam. V'i lav kunuya, and if she's not kona at all, then he hanach was v'almihi. Then she was never married to your brother, and then she's a woman off the street. So either way, you wouldn't have to give her a divorce. So why can't you say the same thing about the Ketana? The Gemara is going to answer that right now. V'chi tema, Ketana, amai tamten adjetek lavatachlot. And if you're going to tell me, so then why do you have to do that to the Ketana? So then marry the Ketana first. And stay married to her. That's it. Misafek. Mimanashach. If it's 100% kone, you're makai the mitzvah of Yibum. And if it's zero, you married a girl off the street. So why don't we say that? Because if we would say that, Tosef Gabe, right? Let you marry her, marry the Ketana and stay with her. E kinuyahi, ha kinuyahi. If it's 100% kone, you've just been makai the mitzvah of Yibum. And then the Chareshes can go away with nothing. She's pater. Because you fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam with this one. And Elav Kinuyihi, and if it's not Kona, Nuchuyasa Ba'almahi, she's a foreign woman, off the street, no problem with that either. Then you would have to do something to the Chareshes, but at least you got rid of this problem. So why don't we say that? So the Gemara answers, if we would say that, in game, Chareshes B'matepa, has the Chareshes leaving? There's no way for her to leave. You can't give her chalitza because she's not royal for chalitza, and you can't marry her. You already married. You already married to. It's a suffix if you married. If this one, if the Ketana is the full wife, so there's no way for her to go out. There's no way. But what if she wasn't? What if she wasn't a tzara? If she wasn't a tzara, then it's what? But we don't know. It's a suffix. So misuffix, we're not going to allow Yibam to this one. You can't marry the Chareshes. And you can't give her a chalitza, so she's stuck. So therefore, the Chareshes must go first. You must marry her. You must then divorce her. Then you could wait till the Ketana grows up and give her a chalitza. There's no other option. You must marry the Chareshes first. You have to then divorce her. Can't stay married to her, because if you stay married to her, then they can't do it, then the Ketana's stuck. Then you have to wait for the Ketana to grow up and then give her a chalitza. And then you can satisfy everybody.
Why can't you do chalitza ketana out of something?
We asked you that 5 minutes ago.
What?
Why can't you give the chalitza? There's a reason why. Why can't you give the ketana chalitza misafek?
And stay married to the chorus?
So I saw someone said that nobody does chalitza unless they're forced to. Which is something that goes against the whole thing with the homosexual. Right, we have the homosexual like that.
Because once you do chalitza,
yeah,
then you cannot. Then you also free. You cannot take another one from me for evil.
Well, certainly, but you're not doing that anyway.
Huh?
We're not doing that. You're not doing that anyway. What?
Lo,
what do you mean, lo yivana?
No, but
right. So he saw. So
he
said, "You marry the chareshes first."
Then you did binyan on the chareshes.
It's a suffix. No, it's not a suffix. No, it's a vadai. It's a vadai. Chereshes is a vadai. It's just not 100%. It's left over. That's what, it's a vadai. It's a vadai. That's why you can't do chalitza on the. It's a vadai. It's just not 100%. What does that mean? That's a very unusual concept. That's what it means. It's a vadai. The ketana is a suffix. She's a vadai. But what? But it's not 100%. Why is it not 100%? Because she's a chereshes. But it's a vadai that it was a kinyan. You were certainly married to that girl. You weren't 100% married, whatever that means. But the katana, either 100% yes or 0% yes. Okay. Now, so that's the principle here. It's not so bad. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachi Nami Mistavra. It's Mistavra that this is true. And by the way, we're going to say this is true. This has to be the pshat. Otherwise, you know, we have a lot of other cases brought in. This has to be pshat. Why? The kabbatarets of chista aliba derav. That this is the pshat that Rav Chista said in the name of Rav has to be correct. Why? The Tanya, because we learned that a bride says follows: Shnei achin, two brothers, nesuin shtei achoyos yisomos, that are married to two sisters. Some take out the word yisomos because the yisomos only applies to the katana, not to the chareshes. It doesn't make a difference. Two brothers are married to two sisters. Katana, the chareshes. One's a katana, one's a chareshes. So as beforehand, it was one man married to these two people. Now, there are two brothers married to these two people. Right? Two brothers married to these two people. Meis baila shel katana, if the husband of the katana died. So now the katana now is waiting for yibum or chalitza. The brisa says chareshes yotza beget. The husband of the chareshes, he has to divorce her. We had this already. This concept. Why? Because the katana's zika is stronger than the chareshes's. Well, that's what we said. Any time we had that one shita a few days ago in the Mishnah. If the zika is stronger than the person you're married to, you have to divorce your own wife and then take care of the zika.
That was
Akos Gedola. What? Okay, so 1 second.
No, but that was the Gedola.
Right, so it's the same idea. It's the same idea.
It's not the same case.
It's the same idea. It's exactly the same idea. Why? Because over there we said a Gedola is better than a katana.
No, a
Gedola
is better than a Chareshes.
A Gedola is better than a Chareshes, yeah. Fine. So here, a katana is better than a Chareshes too.
Who said that?
That's what we're saying. Because a katana is either 100% yes. 100% is better than a chareshes, which is not 100%.
But she's maybe 100% no.
Right, so me safek, she's better.
But katana
is better.
Here it's easy, the rest of the rabbana. Katana is always the rabbana.
Yes, but we started off by saying that a katana is better than a chareshes.
So I understand that.
So
you're still talking between the rabbana.
Fine.
So
it doesn't make... Yes, exactly. It's exactly the point. Katana is better than a chareshes. Why? Because the katana is suffix 100%, a chareshes is a vadai, but it's never 100%. So the katana trumps the chareshes. Therefore, to satisfy the zika, he has to divorce his own wife, who's a chareshes.
Can he remarry her later?
No, not only can he not remarry her, the katana, can he marry her later? That I don't know. Take care of all this and then marry her back. That I don't know.
Well, wait, you can't.
1 second.
Right,
it's going to be achas chalitza. Right, you can't. So, then yota beget, you have to divorce her. Then the katana, you can't do chalitza now because she's only a katana. You can't do chalitza on a katana. Tamten ad shetigdal, you have to wait till she grows up. Ve tachlot, and you have to do chalitza. You can't do yibum because you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, and you were married to her sister, right? So you have to do chalitza when she grows up. Now, meis baila shel chareshes. What if the other case happened? What if the husband of the Charesh has died? So the Charesh is waiting to do Yibum. Right? Now again, Ketana Yotza Beget. The Ketana has to, you have to divorce her Beget. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that? Oh, because it's Rachel Zikukasa. It's still Rachel Zikukasa. Still. It's a sister of someone who you have to do a Zika to. So why? So the Zika is stronger. So what's Pshat here? So what's Pshat here? Maybe
you're not married.
Maybe, because maybe you're not married to her. That's going to be the answer. Because maybe you're not married to her. 1 second. Let's see what it says over here. Right, so it both ways. One second, what's the case? The case is that, where are we? Okay, Meis Baila Shal Chareshes. If the husband of the Chareshes died, so you're married to the Ketana, you have to divorce the Ketana. Right? Ketana Yotza Beget.
Because
it's a suffix.
It's either all or nothing.
Right.
You don't know.
Right. And then, the Chareshes Asurul Olam. The Chareshes can never, you can't marry her. Right? You can't marry her. She's always Asur. Right. Now, the Im, this is the key. This is the key line here. The Im Ba'al HaChareshes, if he had relations with the Chareshes anyway he did it, he was married to the Ketana. She died. No, she didn't die. He divorced her. But he was married to her. He's not supposed to have relations with the Chareshes. But he did anyway. What's the Halacha? No sin law get. He now hands her a get, the hutra, and she becomes mutter.
To other people.
Right. What? I know. But that's a. I'm not getting into that. It's beyond the scope of this year. So she becomes mutter. He has to give her a get. She becomes mutter. Why is he giving her a get? I amrit bishlomo chareshes kinuyu umushiyares. If you hold that a chareshes is the one who's chati kinyan and ketana kinuyu ve'ena kinuya, and a ketana is either 100% yes or 100% no, mishum hachi, therefore, the chiba al hachareshes, if you have relations with the chareshes you're not supposed to, nasin lo get v'hutra, you give her a get and she goes free. Why? The amrat mimanavshach. Because again, e ketana kinuya hi, if the ketana was a real kinyan, ha nafka mishum achos isha, then this one goes all free because she's your wife's sister. So the fact that you gave her a get is entirely meaningless, and you had a ma'aseh nos, right? You had relations with her, but if the marriage to the ketana was 100%, then she's your wife's sister. So therefore, having relations with her was an avera, and giving her a get is meaningless. And e lav kinuya, and if there was no kinyan with the ketana, then shapri miyabim. Then you were miyabim her when you had this relationship, right? You had this one night thing with her. You were miyabim her, and now you're giving her a get. So either way, it's okay. Ella e amrit chareshes kinuya ve'ena kinuya. But again, if you're going to hold the reverse, that a chareshes is the one who's either 100% yes or 100% no, but ketana kinuyu mashiyaris, and the ketana is the one who's vada yes, but not 100%. Ki ba'al chareshes, this is the hard line here. Ki ba'al chareshes, when you have relations with this chareshes, amai nosin get v'hutra. Why are you giving her a get? There's no reason to give her a get. Havale bia psula. It's a bia psula. Why is it a bia psula? That's the hard part here. Why is it a bia psula?
She may not be
a Yivama. She may not be a Yivama, so therefore. And then we're going to say, bia psula lo patra, and a bia psula does not, you don't, lo patra, does not, it doesn't, she doesn't become patra.
It's a defective
Yivam. Oh, so we had this already. Where if a brother has, let's say one brother does Mimer, and then another brother goes ahead and does Bia. So we say that's a defective bia. You don't have to give her a get. You don't have to give her a get. So the same thing over here. If you're going to hold that a chareshes is either all or nothing, and the katana was 100% something, so you're married to this katana, right? Then you died. Now the brother's married to the katana. Now, you die. The guy died. So the Chareshes now comes to Yibum. So what do we say? He has to give Chalit. No. He has to do nothing to her. He does nothing. Or we say he does nothing. No, that's if he did. He wasn't supposed to do that.
If it's reversed,
that what? That a Chareshes is either all or nothing. He wasn't, and what happened? She comes to falls to Yibum. He wasn't supposed to do anything. What did he do? He had relations with her. So if you hold that it's all or nothing, he shouldn't be required to give her a get. Why? That's the hard part here. Why not? So he says over here, it's a bia psula because it's a bia with your achoz ishto haktana. Right? It's a bia with your wife's sister who happens to be a katana. It's a bia with her. Now, if the katana is a vadai kinyan, just not 100%, and now this is a suffik yes, suffik no, there should be no need for a get. That's what the Gemara is saying. So therefore, it must be, that's the reverse way, like Rav Chista said. Does anyone understand that? That's very, very difficult. It's very hard. Just think through the concepts. It's so hard. So he says over here that the Masifta over here says in the explanation that in such a case she would require chalitza since he did this bia psula like we had earlier in the day. If someone does maimer, then someone gives a get, and then someone does chalitza, yibum, all these cases, chalitza was always required. Never a get.
This is not my notion, not that what. Why would it means that a get wouldn't work? But the only way, if it's a defective yibum, the only way to get rid of her
is chalitza. Right.
You can't get chalitza.
Right. Okay. That's what he's saying. That why are you giving her a get? Oh, it makes sense the other way. It makes sense the other way. If you hold that a chareshes is a vadai kinyan, but not 100%, then if you abol her when you shouldn't have done that, it makes sense to give her a get because of the miman of shach. But if you hold the reverse, it makes no sense to give her a get. You're gonna have to give her chalitza. What? You can't give her chalitza. Exactly. Therefore, it must be the other way's right. Exactly. It's exactly the point. Exactly.
But if it's kinui of Mishiyaris, why don't we look at that as a defective
view? I don't know.
Even though it's 100% covered.
I know. That's a question that runs through the whole Amud. Why don't we say that? I don't know. Okay. Next. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Hamani. Who could be the author? The author is Nechemihi. The Amar who says, Bia psula poteris mechalitza. That if you have a bia psula, there is no chalitza, so it's not a problem. We're going to reject that. So, Irab the Chemia, if that's true, Eima Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Misha hayunasu shtei yisom was katana v'chareshes. If somebody was married to two people, a katana and a chareshes, umeis, and he died, bo yavam ala katana, the husband then has, the brother then has relations with the katana. U v'chazar, u bo ala chareshes, and then it goes ahead and has relations with the chareshes. Right, which you're not supposed to do that, right? Or Ochaba Achaval Chareshes, or another one of the other brothers then has relations with the Chareshes, he has relations with the Katana first, which means it's either all or nothing. So it should be, Miman of Shach, it's fine. Why? Because if it's 100%, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. And if it's zero, he married a girl off the street. It should be fine. We're going to say it's a Gzeira Atu marrying the Chareshes first, where you're going to run into problems. Right, so if you take the katana first, and then the chareshes, so it should be fine. It's not going to be fine only because of gzeira. But what we say? So again, iba yav mal katana v'chazer bal chareshes. First you have the katana, then you have relations with the chareshes, or oshavo echav bal chareshes. One of the other brothers has relations with the chareshes. Right? What we say? Nes rishtein alav. They're both usher to you. You usher both. Right? So, ketzad takanton. What are we going to do now to remedy this? So, the Brisa says, chareshes yotas beget. The chareshes get a get, because he had relations with her. So, on some level, let's say you married her, give her a get. The katana tamten asher tigdal v'tichlot. And the katana, you wait till she grows up, and you give her chalitza. So, I amrit bishloma chareshes knuy umushureres. This makes only sense if we hold that the chareshes is partially vadai, but partial kinyan and katana kanuya and a katuya. And a katana is a suffik yes, a suffik no. The and the rabbanon he and this whole thing is the rabbanon. The people who argue in the chemia mishum hachi. Therefore, tam tenachetadil. You wait till she grows up for tachlots and you give her chalitza. Why? The dilma kayim kadim. The dilma kadim uboil chareshes bereisha. Because of a gzera, maybe you will take the chareshes first, right? The havile bia de katana bia psula. And if you did that, then the bia with the katana would be a psula. But ella iamar nechemia. But if it's from nechemia, ha'amar he said bia psula patra without chalitza. Therefore, it can't be him. Ella la ella shmamina rabbanan he shmamina. Okay, that's really hard. That was really, really hard. I apologize again. I thought this is the hardest daf of the Masechta. This is so hard. It's so brutal.
You can't give a get to a katana?
No. Cannot give a get to a... Oh, yes, you can give a get to a katana. You can't do chalitza to a katana. Yeah, you can give a get to a katana. Because... Yeah, you can, except... There's no... We're not talking about the father. First of all, father's not alive. Father's not alive. And second of all, you can't give a get to get out of chalitza, out of yibum. You got to do either yibum or chalitza. You can't give a get. Yeah. Right. The only chalitza is going to break the zika. Omar Ravashi says, Meresha nami shma mina derabanani. Even from the Resha, we can say it's the Rabbanan are the ones who are the author here. Why? Diktani imbal hachareshes. It says, imbal hachareshes nasan lo get v'hutra. V'lo katani imbal hakatana nasan lo get v'hutra. It doesn't say that. It only says they have a relationship with the chareshes to give her a get. Not the katana. It must be there. It's not Rim Nechemia. So the Gemara says, no, imishum ha lo iria. That's not really a raya. Why? Because chareshes de les le takanta de hetera, katani takanta de isura. Because by a chareshes, where there's no takana heteter to free her, so they do an iser. But katana de isle takanta de hetera, which is for her to wait for her to grow up and then give her chalitza, lo tani takanta de isura. So we're not going to even mention these iser ways. Only mention it by the chareshes because she has no iser. Okay, so that part wasn't a raya. Okay. Fine, we finished. Next Mishnah. Misha hayinasa ilishtei yisomos katanos. Someone's married to two women that are yisomos katanos. Umeis, and then he dies. V'lo uba yavmal rishona v'chazar ba'al hashniya. Then he has relations with both the brother. So, shibo echal v'al hashniya. Or another brother has relations with the other one. So the Mishnah says, lo pasal asa rishona. The first one doesn't become pasal. Why? Because they're both on the same footing. They're both katanos, not a chareshes over here, so they're both equal footed. They're both the same. So by having relations with one, with the first one, you've solved all the problems. You've resolved everything you have to resolve. There's no suffix, there's no delay, dilemma, there's no debate. So you've solved everything you have to solve. Number two, marriage number two, was nothing. That bia was nothing. That's no different than if you have two gedolas, and you have yibam with one, and then you go ahead and have relations with the other one. It doesn't change anything. It's on a mitzvah. It's on a veira. It doesn't change anything. Same thing over here. No different.
Why does the Gemara equal having bia with taken yibum?
Because that's what yibum is.
No, the yibum is. But so why does it say take of yibum?
That's what it means.
Because the impression is that he had bia, not the intention.
Right.
With yibum.
Right. Because the second one, that's certainly true. You can't have yibum with two women.
Right.
So the minute you have relations with one, your yibum obligation is over. So what are you doing with the second one?
Yeah, but the whole idea of yibum is that you take with the idea of performing the mitzvah yibum. If you just have a bia, it becomes a bia's noose. So
you wait until Daf Kuf Yud Aleph to ask this question?
Yeah.
Right, you don't need das. You don't need das. Why does it phrase it like that? Because maybe his intentions aren't good, and we don't want to give the impression that it is. But all you do yibum is with one girl. Then what you did afterwards is not proper. That's all we're saying. Now, v'chein beis chareshos. Same thing with two chareshos. Why? Because they're both on equal footing. Whatever one is, the other one is. So whatever you did to the first one, you've solved all your problems. Second one was nothing. But katana v'chareshos, right? Katana and a chareshos, who are not on equal footing. So bo yav mal katana. If you first have relations with the katana, v'chazer ubal achareshos. And then you have the Chareshes. Oh, or Sheba Achav al Chareshes. Or someone of the other brothers has a relationship to the Chareshes. Either way, Pasal the Katana. You Pasal the Katana. Why? Because the Katana is only Misafek, and not an equal footing with the Chareshes. So you can't do that. You Pasal it. And the same thing is reversed. Bo Yav Mal Chareshes. If you have a relation with the Chareshes first, Uvachaz Reba al Katana, and then you have a relation with the Katana first. Oh, Shema Alchav al Katana, or someone else has a relation with the Katana. Pasal the Chareshes. Again, apostles. Pikachas v'chareshes. If you have a normal, a girl with full faculties, and a chareshes. So, boyav mala pikachas. If you have yibam with the pikachas, v'chazer uba ala chareshes, and then you have relations with the chareshes. Oh, or, sheba achiv ala chareshes. So, one of the other brothers has relations with the chareshes. Lo pasal ala pikachas. That doesn't affect the pikachas. Why? She's a regular girl. You did yibam to her. So another brother now had a relation with the wife, with the sister, with the co-wife. It doesn't stop what you did. Again, it's not a proper thing to do. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a veira. But it doesn't stop your yibam to this girl. She's a regular girl, you're a regular guy. So the yibam's 100% done. You went ahead and then had relations with someone else. So it's no different than any other time. Right? But the reverse is not true. But at first you take the chareshes, then you have a relationship with the pikachas. Since the pikachas, the zika is stronger, because it's a more genuine zika, because it's a doraisa zika, because she's normal. Then, or someone else has relations with the shema achav al pikachas. One of the other brothers has relations with the pikachas, which is a problem, because it's an inferior yibum, and then a superior yibum. That's a problem. Then, pasal asachareshes, you're going to pasal her. And the same thing, gedolu katana. Married to two women. One's a gedola, one's a katana. Ba yavam al ha-gedola. First, you have relations with the gedola. Then, v'chazer uba al ha-katana. Then, you have relations with the katana. So that's nothing. They're not sisters. Either by you marry the gedola.
The katana was married to the first mother.
Yeah. No, not by the father. No, exactly. To the Rabbanan marriage. So you're married to two women. One Midaraisa, one only Midarabbanan. So if you take the Daraisa one first, that's fine. Anything you do to the Katana will not ruin the Gedola's Yibum status. Right? But, Boyavim ala Gedola, Vachajab ala Katana, or Shaba Achab ala Katana, or someone else has a relationship to Katana, well, Pasal ala Gedola, doesn't affect her relationship, her status. She has full-fledged Yibum. But the reverse is not true. Ba yavam ala katana. If first you have relations with the katana, then v'chaz yubo ala gadola, then you have relations with the gadola, that will be, oh, shubo achav ala gadola, or someone else has relations with the gadola, pasal sa katana. You're going to ruin the katana. Why? Because the relationship with the gadola is superior. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, malam de na katana shetimoyen bo. No, so in such a case, we'll tell the katana to do miyun. And it'll undo the whole thing, and then you're standing to do yibam with the gedola, because the katana's out of the picture, because she didn't miyun. In that case,
even retroactively,
which we said that we had this already. So Gemara is going to say, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Ker Belazar. The Halacha is like Ker Belazar. V'chayt Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amor Rabbi Elazar, Elazar ben Pedas, says, Halacha Ker Rabbi Elazar Zatana, Elazar ben Shmuel. Utsrichi, and we had this already. We had this case by where two brothers were married to two sisters. So we would tell the sister, Rabbi Elazar held, tell the katana to do miyun to permit yibum. Right, so we said, right? Through machlokas. So he was one shita, and we said we paskin like him. And I hear again we're paskin like him. So why do you say it twice? Tzrichu is necessary to eat it bar baha kamaisa. If we would only have the case over there, bahach amar Shmuel that halacha kerebi Elazar only halacha kerebi Elazar mishum de lo kaya mitzvah yibum. Because otherwise you're not going to be mekayet the mitzvah of yibum. If you don't do miyun, you can't be mekayet the mitzvah of yibum. Why not? Because you married to her sister. So he said, do yibum to allow the yibum. Aval baha the kaya mitzvah yibum. You're being mekayet the mitzvah of yibum. Albeit with a katana. So what? You'd be mekayem. So Ema, maybe I would say, Tarvayhu lafku baget. Give him a get. Or, V'yashmina baha, and if I'd only say it over here, Mishum, the gedola ramya kame. Because the gedola is waiting. She's available here. She's available for yibum. So you know what? Do miyun. Avol idach lo. But over there, that didn't apply, because over there, she would have gone free because it's a sister. She was a sister. She would have gone totally free. So who said over there he would say that halachas like that to tell miyun when there's no, when she would go scot-free anyway. You're right, therefore tzricha, even in such a case where there was no issue of Yibam really, because it's a sister. So there'll be, you can't marry two sisters. So even there you say, you take the Dumian? Yes, even there you take the Dumian.
How can they both legally get?
Because it's just a half a minute. A half a minute to leave. How else are they going to leave? What? No, so you took one, then you took the other one. So what is that? That's nothing. Right, so okay, so give a get. People shouldn't see, whatever. Give a get, exactly. It's nothing. Next Mishnah. Yavam katan shelba a yavama katana. If a yavam katan has relations with a yavama katana. So, mid-oraisa, we said, we're talking about a nine-year-old. So a nine-year-old can have bia, but he can't do chalitza. He can't do chalitza. He can do bia, but he can't do a marriage. We had this already. So it's a very unusual, also it's an unusual thing. Chalitza, bia, yes. Kedusha, no. Chalitza, no. What? You don't need that, right. But it's not a marriage. So a nine-year-old boy can't perform a marriage. So he can perform bia. So something's going on here. So what's the halacha? Yigdalu ze im ze. Let them grow up together. Let them grow up. They have to stay together now till they turn bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. And then either they can reaffirm the marriage or they can give chalitza to her. Ba al yivam gedola. What if she was an adult? What if she was an adult? And he was still 9 years old. Nothing changes. Doesn't change. You got to Godlu, she should wait for him to grow up. Because again, a 9 year old boy can't do chalitza. So they had relations, so now she has to wait. Hayivama sha'amru b'soch shloshim yom. Let's say Yivama walks into court, she walks into Beis Din within 30 days of this quote unquote marriage and says, Lo nivalti, he never had relations with me. He never had relations with me, but she has in her hand a get. She has a get, Rashi explains, she has a get from the guy, from the Yavam. And she says, he never had relations with me. And the guy walks into bed and says, it's not true. I did have relations with her and I gave her a get. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, we believe her. Why do we believe her? Unbelievable. Because the Mishnah says, a man can go for 30 days without being interested in her. So since she says, he never had relations with me. He never had relations with me. It's within 30 days. It's possible for a man to withstand the temptation for that long. So we'll believe her. And what do you give her a get for? That was nothing. So now the get ruins the possibility of Yibam. That's what we said, right? If you give a Yivama a get, it ruins the chances of Yibam. And now, Kofeno Soshiachlotzla, we will force him to have a chalitza with her. But, Lachar Shloshim Yom, right? 8 months later, she walks into court and says, by the way, he never had relations with me. So we don't believe her. Why? Because a man can't go that long. So we don't believe her. So it must be they did, and then he gave her a get. But, Mevakshin Mihaymenu Shiachlotzla, we will request that he do chalitza to her. He doesn't have to. But we request he does. Why? Rashi explains, because since she claims that she never had relations with him, so she claims she's still a Shomeres Yavam. She's still waiting. Since she makes that claim, she's not allowed to marry anybody in the street till something's done to her, either Yibam or Chalitza. She says, nothing happened here. So therefore, since she makes that claim, she's like ossering herself on the Olam. So there's a ketas of a Isser on her. So as a favor, okay, do chalitza.
30 days from when?
From the moment that they had a marriage. From the moment he took her to the house.
So it was only after the 90 days.
After the 90 days. Right, that's not in the cheshbon. That's not part of the cheshbon. Right, after 90 days. 30 days later, right? So a year later, she walks in. By the way, it never happened here. So we don't believe her. It's not shayach for that to happen. So it must be they did have relations. She's not telling the truth. But since she's claiming on herself that she's also to marry the whole world. He says, I gave you a get. You can marry whoever you want. She says, it's not true. You gave me a get, yeah, but you never gave me a chalitza or yibam. So I'm now usher on the whole world.
Why would she put herself in that position?
So maybe, I don't know. You asking why?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a little bit different. This is not right, like so since the case is her walking in and saying
right.
something.
So maybe, I don't know, so maybe she thinks that it was never consummated. I don't know what she thinks. But the point is, since she makes that claim on herself, you can assay yourself on things, right? Right. What's the lashon over there? The lashon is right. The shavdil anafshe chaticha diithura. She's offering herself on the whole world. So listen, we'll tell her, doesn't do a favor, give chalitza. And I understand you gave a get. I understand mistama you miyada her and you gave her a get. Do her a favor and give her chalitza.
But if we learn that once is a get, there is no chalitza anymore.
No. So once is a get, there's no yibum.
Yeah.
So once is a get, there's no yibum. Chalitza, yes. As a matter of fact, it's required now.
Right.
Okay. Next. Ubizman shehu mode, but if he says it's true taka, you're right. Then I feel after 12 months, he says, you're right, I never had a relationship with her. You're right, I never did. I can't, I don't like her. Right? It's not, then we'll force him to give chalitza. Now, Hanoderis Hanoa mi Yavama, Bechaye Baila. Listen to this. They're married, the couple's happily married, right? And the couple, the husband has a brother, and the wife can't stand that brother. Rashi says they had a fight. And she makes a neder, nothing to do with chalitza, nothing to do with yibum. She's happily married to her husband. She makes a neder, I'm not having enough for my brother-in-law. Can't stand that guy. And then what happens? Her husband dies. So now she falls to yibum. Right? But she made a neder. But the neder was not because of yibum. It was because she didn't like him. So, hanoderes, hana, miyivama, b'chaye baila. The husband was alive when she made that neder. She didn't make that neder because she doesn't want to do yibum with him. She made another because she can't stand him. So therefore, kofin oso shiachlotzla. We will force him to do chalitza on her. Right? But if it's la'achar misas baila, if it's afterwards, after she, oh my goodness, I'm falling to him to yibum, I'll make a nether now. Right? If that's what happened, then mevakshin haymenu shiachlotzla. We request he does chalitza on her. V'yim niskavno l'kach, but if she did it with kavana, I don't want to ever fall to him to yibum. My husband's sick. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't have any children. I never want to fall to him. Then I feel b'chayi baila, even when her husband's still alive. Then mevakshin haymeru shiachlotzla. Again, we request to do chalitza.
We have to force him to do chalitza because if she doesn't want to marry him, she does, that cannot be a yibum.
Right.
And then she cannot be limbo. So you have to,
No. So it could be the neder's nachal. It could be the neder's nachal. You can't make a neder going against the mitzvah. Could be it's not chal at all. But listen, you want to have a relationship like this? Do chalitza.
But there's mevakshin and kofin. So if he doesn't want to give her chalitza, then
right. Okay, so let's finish up. Leimar masnisin delo k'Rav Meir. Let's say our mission is not like Rav Meir. Why? The Tanya, because Rav Meir held that a katan, a katana, lo cholzin v'lo misyavnin. Devar Rav Meir. Why not? Because they were afraid he was choshesh, maybe they're going to become an islandess or a Swiss. So even though it's very rare, it's very unusual. He was choshish for the miyot. Therefore, he said, so this can't be him. This can't be him. So the Gemara says, no, a filu time Reb Meir. It could be Reb Meir. Ki am Reb Meir. When did Reb Meir say no chalitza by katana or gadola or yibum? Gadol, katan, v'katana, l'gadol. If it's one to the other, and the other to one. D'chad menai hu biyadisura. One of them is doing something wrong. Ela, aval, katan, habal, katana. But if they're both katanim, the tarvayo ki adadin, you know, they're both on the same level. Lo amar, he never said it. He never said his vart. He never said it. So he says, wait a minute. Valkatani, but it says in the Mishnah, baal yivama gadola tekadlenu. That even if she has a relation with the gadola, you make them wait. So the Gemara says, no, amar v'chanina chaza, ba shiny. No, b'di'evet it's different. B'di'evet it's different. If he did it, so b'di'evet they could stay married till he turns 13. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Valtekadlenu ka amar. But it says tekadlenu, which means the chol biu biyadi surahu. What, each and every bee we're gonna allow that? Ella machmarta masisim to look Reb Meir. You're right, it can't be Reb Meir.
Well, he says no chalitza.
Huh? No. Either one. No, cotton can't do chalitza. The key is on the yibum. Cotton can't do chalitza. Why can't they do yibum? Because maybe they're gonna turn into a sris. Chalitza, you have to wait. You have to be a gadol for that. What about yibum? Can't be a sris. So it can't be Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir said you can't do it. Here you see they're doing it. Now, Kari Khan, we say over here, Lahakim La'achiv Shem, right? To uphold the name of your brother. The high Lav Bar Hachihu. And you're 9 years old, you're not able to do that. Right? Therefore, don't do it. Wait. Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Na, Yivama Yavu Aleha, Kolduhu. Any brother, even a 9-year-old. Rava Amar, Balav Hachinami lo Matis Amarta. Even without that pasuk, what mi ik omidi da hashta isirule ulubasar shayta sharya? You ever have such a thing? At 9 years old, I can't do the mitzvah. When I turn 13, then I can. You ever have something like that? Never do. Va Amar of Yehuda Marav, call Yevama she'en ani kar b'shas nefilu Yevama yavo aleha. Right? Yevama yavo aleha. If you can't say, at the moment of death, if you can't do yibum, harehi keishes ach sheish lo banim vasura. Then it's asur. So at 9 years old, oh, I'm only 9 years old, I can't. Then he can never do it. Right? So Gemara says, ve'ema hachanami. Maybe it's true. Maybe that word is true. Who said this? Who said this, Rabbi Yehuda? Who said it? Where did you get that from? That if at the moment of death you can't do it, you can never. Who said that? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, ki yeshru achim yachtav, afilu ben yom echad. All they have to do is be brothers one day. They're brothers one day, that's it. They're brothers. Therefore, you can do Yibum right away. You can do Yibum right away. So a 9-year-old can do Yibum. Again, it's not a full marriage. And so when they turn 13, they turn 12, then they have to reevaluate what they want to do. Okay. Again, it was a rough day today. We'll chazer it over and see everyone tomorrow. Everyone have a very, very good day.